It's dark. Late. I lie in bed. The sheets kick to the side. The warm breeze carrying the sound of crickets into the window. The dim light of the moon casts a shadow across the wall. I can't sleep though. I'm hot. In more ways than one. I ache for you. I need you. Then I hear the rumble of your car engine, the crunch of the tires on the gravel driveway. My heart begins to beat faster. The car quiets. My breathing quickens. The side door creaks open and your boots thud against the floor. Wetness drips down my thigh. It isn't sweat. You walk in quietly, the wooden floor creaking softly. You don't want to wake me, but I'm waiting for you. The blood pounds in my ears as you strip your clothes off, tossing them into the hamper. You don't put anything else on. It's too hot tonight. And I'm too hot. I turn over as you slide into the bed next to me. You apologize, but I silence you. I need you. This is what I've been waiting for. Your hand runs through my tangled hair. My fingers run down the muscles of your back. Our lips meet, warm and wet. It's like the first time all over again. Your tongue and mine. Exploring together. I don't want to stop. But I need to breathe. We pull apart. I feel your warm breath in my ear. And the words you whisper make the hairs on my neck tingle. I can't help but moan. Yes, do that. You slowly pinch the strips of my cami, sliding them over my arms. The tips of your fingers graze my arms and make me giggle and squirm. The soft cotton, damp from my body, glides along my skin. You slowly unwrap me. I am a present that has been anxiously waiting all evening to be opened. I lift my arse, letting you slide it completely off. You toss it to the floor, forgotten. I lie naked on the sheets, sprawled out in the darkness, waiting for you. I jump as you press a finger against my clit. It slowly traces its way down. I shiver. I moan. Your finger pulls away. Again, but with two fingers this time, slowly tracing the outside of my lips. My hips buck slightly. I want you, not your fingers. Three fingers this time. The middle finger gently enters, spreading me. I can't help but gasp. I push against the finger. But it doesn't go in any further. It slowly continues its journey down and then pulls away. I feel the warmth of your breath. I feel the wetness of your tongue gently licking my clit. You slowly trace the outside around and around. I moan more. Stop your teasing, you know what I want. Your fingers join back in. And slowly, gently, pry me open. Your tongue continues its work, around and around. Just fuck me already. You pull away. No, come back. It's dark, but I can see your naked form. You're above me. I'm ready. You place your hands on either side of my shoulders, propping up your body above me. I feel your cock pulsing against me. I spread my legs, tilting my hips, and you finally enter me. You slide into me and then back out, gently, slowly. But that's not what I want tonight. I grab your waist, my fingers grasping your slick skin. I don't want you to make love to me, I want you to fuck me. I pull you into me harshly, forcefully. You fill me so much. I push you out and then pull you back in. I need this now. You begin to move faster, catching on. My breathing increases. I buck my hips in rhythm with your motion. Faster, harder. I can feel the sweat in my skin. I can hear you grunting above me. The air is warm and sticky and smells of sex and mown grass. The world is dark and it's just us here, fucking. The bed squeaks with each and every thrust. You're rough and fast and deep. My fingers tighten around you, holding me in place. I'm nearly there. You warn me. I'm ready. And I feel that final thrust deep within me, filling me. It pushes me over the edge. I come. Your warm body collapses next to me. Your cum slowly dripping out. I'm satiated. It's dark. Late. We lay in bed next to each other. The warm breeze carrying the sound of crickets into the window, and the dim light of the moon casts a shadow across the wall.